This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson along with Sasha Pfeiffer. And we got two court rulings today about the Affordable Care Act. The first was a ruling from the Federal Appeals Court in the District of Columbia Circuit, which has the potential to derail billions of dollars in subsidies for people who bought health insurance through the federal health care exchanges. People in 36 states could be affected, and these are states that opted not to set up their own exchanges. Moments after that ruling, a federal appeals court in Virginia came to the opposite conclusion. So what does all this mean? Well, joining us now is Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington correspondent, and Julie Robner of Kaiser Health News. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks.
Good to be with you.
Well, Ron, let's start with the ruling from the D.C. Circuit Court. What did they say?
The court looked at one particular section of the Affordable Care Act, Section 1311, and said close reading, or really a straight reading of that section, says that these tax subsidies, tax credits and other forms of subsidies administered by the IRS are only available through the states, only where a state has set up one of these exchanges, and not for a federal exchange. And as you say, 36 states are operating with a federal exchange, and the IRS is administering it. And this court said that's just not right. That's not the way 1311 reads. And so they struck it down, and that would have enormous ramifications for the entire structure of Obamacare.
And then we got a ruling from a court in Virginia. What did that say?
Basically the opposite. It said the IRS is due deference in this case, because if you go down just a little further in the law to sections 1311, just a little bit, just a couple pages further along, you're going to find a section that says that where the states do not set up their own exchange, the federal government can set up such exchanges and essentially do whatever the state exchanges might have been able to do through the IRS. And that is essentially the way the law has been operating. And by a unanimous opinion in this court in Richmond, 3-0, they ruled that they were fine with that and that there shouldn't be a problem.
Is that pure coincidence that we got two rulings so close to each other like that?
No, these cases have been proceeding on parallel tracks for a little while since the plaintiffs first thought they had discovered a flaw that could interfere with the administration of the law. And indeed, if upheld ultimately by whatever the highest court that deals with this might be, perhaps the U.S. Supreme Court, then it certainly would interfere big time with the administration of this law. They've been proceeding along the last several months and were both decided in district courts earlier this year by the same effect, both of the district courts throughout this challenge.
All right, Julie Robner, you know this healthcare law better than anyone. Tell us what this all means for Obamacare.
Well, immediately, not anything. I think people shouldn't really start to panic, who've gotten these subsidies, thinking they're going to lose them right away. Right now, the Justice Department has already said that it's going to appeal the D.C. Appeals Court ruling to the full Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, which is actually dominated by Democratic appointees. So there's the expectation that actually this decision overturning the subsidies in the federal exchange would go away almost immediately. Obviously, though, we're looking at there are a couple of more cases around the country arguing the same thing. So we're looking at some prolonged litigation, I suspect.
But what if this were to – what if the D.C. Appeals Court decision were to stand? What then for the healthcare law?
It would be you know, momentous. The judges, even the judges who ruled for it, agreed that this is, you know, an attempt to basically undo the law. According to the consulting firm Avalere Health, in the 36 states served by the federal exchange, 87% of people who bought coverage got premium subsidies. If those subsidies went away, most of those people would no longer be required to have insurance because their insurance would be unaffordable. Remember, you're not required to have insurance if it's unaffordable. If those people ended up not buying it, they couldn't afford it, don't have insurance, the insurance requirements that insurance companies take everybody who applies, regardless of whether they're sick or healthy, and they have to give everybody coverage, the whole insurance sort of structure in those states could really collapse. And that would, you know, clearly it's an untenable situation for the ongoing law.
Ron, would the result in any state be that the state's governor, who had previously decided that they didn't want to set up their own exchange, would then decide that they, okay, fine, we'll set up an exchange?
In theory, yes. And there were a couple of states that just had a lot of trouble doing it. It wasn't that they were necessarily that philosophically opposed to doing it. But most of these states are red states. There are states where there was a great deal of opposition to the law. And it's not likely that, say, Scott Walker in Wisconsin would step away from the program he's put in place of this. It's not likely that somebody in a state that had really rejected the Obamacare approach would want to suddenly embrace it. So I think we can safely assume that what the courts decide with respect to this will determine the preponderance of situations across the country.
And what's the Obama administration saying today?
Well, first thing they said was that they will appeal the D.C. Circuit Court, which was the adverse ruling. That one they are going to appeal to the full court, en banc, they call it, the entire bank of all the judges. And they would expect to prevail there. But then the next thing that could happen is that the losers in Richmond, the people in the Fourth Circuit Court, could go directly to the Supreme Court, could ask the Supreme Court to take that case. And that would give the Supremes a shot at it if they wish to take it.
All right. Ron Elving, NPR senior Washington correspondent, and Julie Rovner of Kaiser Health News with today's two big court rulings, the latest from a couple of different circuits. Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we want to update you on another story also from a court. Yesterday, we brought you the story of two men from Key West hoping to get a marriage license today. A judge had ruled in favor of Aaron Huntsman and William Lee Jones, who argued that Florida's ban on same-sex marriage violated their rights under the U.S. Constitution. But the same judge yesterday decided in favor of the Florida Attorney General, who had appealed that ruling, which means for now, Monroe County, Florida, will not issue marriage licenses to gay couples, and the case now heads to an appellate court.